Welcome to the Sharp Side Podcast. I'm your host, Jazz Parada, and we are back. NFL Draft is this week. Joining me, James Bader and Preston DeLuca. Guys, how are we doing?
Doing great. Excellent. Ready for the draft.
It's been a
draft
while.
Day, Trey Lance.
It has. a little bit of a hiatus. That being said, excited. Very excited to break down the some draft bets that some that we have made. I don't know if there's – honestly, I think I'm pretty much locked in, so just kind of excited to talk about the card I have heading into the weekend. I guess we can just kind of get into it. But before we begin, make sure to download the BetSports app if you have not already. Follow us on our – we are a featured page at the Sharpside Pod. Follow us, our profile, everything else on there. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe at Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Spotify if you're listening there. And follow us on Twitter. One, I'll have to give Preston a little praise here. I think in like March 8th, something like that, Preston tweeted to bet the unders of Javonte Williams and Mac Jones. I mean, Javonte Williams stayed the same for the most part, but Mac Jones was 17.5 under 17.5 at the time. And now if you're looking to bet Mac Jones is under, that would be under 3.5, heavily juiced to the under. So well done, Preston. That I don't even know
three
if you bet
half,
that or
guys,
not.
Did you hear that? 3.5.
Yeah.
Like, come on, listen to us.
That's one of the finest bets I've ever played. So I'm very excited about that. I'm already kind of counting my money, so I'm getting a little nervous there. That was a long-winded way of me saying follow us on Twitter at the Sharp Side Pod. Good stuff going on down there. I'm going to be looking to kind of ramp up what we're doing for like baseball and stuff like that. So stay tuned for updates, but, it's time. Let's just get right on into it. To start, let's just kind of go pick by pick. Just, we can do this really quickly. Number one will be Trevor Lawrence. Number two, we were kind of talking about this pre-pod. So it's going to be Zach Wilson. But now, I don't know.
We don't know why.
Yes. Like, maybe there's just this big rock I've been living under. And, like, I miss a major story that said that, like, oh, the Jets are taking them too. Or maybe it's just the mock, like, the – oversaturation of mock draft content where that's been shoving down the Zach Wilson to two down our throats. But has anything like seemingly close to official come out that's said Zach Wilson number two?
What's crazy to me is like, Justin, we have a quarterback that's like a Big Ten champion, like put on for like, I'm not saying like Justin Fields is the second best quarterback, but in most drafts, it's like, that would be the rumor. Like he's the second best quarterback, but like Zach Wilson, I'm not saying he's not talented. It's just like weird how that works. Just like the media can just put whatever narrative they want or based on what the teams tell them.
I mean, I personally haven't heard from anyone in the Jets organization for that matter that Wilson's going to, but I mean, when you see these prices, it's definitely been leaked. So like it makes me hesitant to see or bet anyone else at two or three, you know, or in the fall.
And that's the worry. So, like, one thing I was saying before we hit record was, like, should I maybe throw, like, a couple bucks on Zach Wilson to go number three? Because it's 55-1, and if by some, like, minor miracle, say, Justin Fields goes number two, like, do the 49ers panic? Maybe Mac Jones or I imagine they're not expecting Zach Wilson. So like, would they just go, oh shit. And like, he's here. What do we do? But very confusing.
Those are the type of drafts I'm here for. Just the big smoke screens.
Mayhem.
But most of the smart people in the media are saying it's Zach Wilson. So
yeah. Which I mean, you just have to kind of give it credit there. But That brings us to where all of the commotion is for this draft. And that was pick three, where we saw the Niners trade up from 12 to 3, and then the Dolphins go from 12 to 6. Preston, You think it's going to be my boy, Trey Lance. I have money. I bet Mac Jones to go pick three today, actually. Got a minus 175. James, I believe you did the same, right?
Yeah, I did that yesterday.
Okay. And of course we have, or I don't know if you bet this too, but I've got my Mac Jones under 17 and a half bet too, which I will be talking about that intermittently throughout this podcast. Around,
unfortunately. So I didn't get that.
Preston, why do you think Trey Lance is going number three? Help me out here.
I mean, I know everyone's saying Mac Jones, and it could be end up being him. So I don't really like the value. I think it's like plus 125 for Trey Lance. So like, I'm just staying away from it.
I actually saw plus 250.
I liked it about like a while back. I think it was like over 500. But anyways, I just think he's like the type of talent you trade up for, and he would just thrive in that offense. And like, there's been some smoke where it's like they've been considering him and stuff like that. And I just think like they could be throwing out Mac Jones for a smoke screen. I just think that Trey Lance has the talent, and I just want to see that fit. So it's more of just like my preference, but that's why I'm just saying to stay away from it. But yeah, I get why you guys bet Mac Jones.
So my thing with, so I think it's at this point, it would be pretty clear that it won't be Justin Fields. And I say that because they have no, like they have no real reason to pretend to want to draft Justin Fields. Cause I mean, if picks one and two are as cut and dry as it seems to be, then like, who do they have to lie for? If that makes any sense. But I don't understand why you would, do you have like, why would you trade to the third pick, give up and two first round picks and then say, okay, now we have to figure this out. Like, you would have to have some kind of idea who you're going for.
And no, so go ahead. Finish.
It makes me wonder why we aren't seeing a similar odd situation to what's happening with Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, because they have no reason to hide anything, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like what Colin Cowherd said, how like everything the 49ers have done in the past is like so quiet. And then all of a sudden there's like, oh, they're drafting Mac Jones. So it like makes you think like, cause like they traded like their best player in Buckner, and no one knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And they got Trent Williams. No one knew that was going to happen.
Then all of a sudden, the argument against that was like, you throw that out there, you float that in the water just so the fan base is shocked. You know, like if you kept quiet who you want at three for a month or however long you've had this pick, and then you just pull Mac Jones out of a hat, and everyone thinks it's going to be Fields or Lawrence. Or not Lawrence, but
Lance. Like polling.
Yeah, I mean, the fan base would be outraged. And, like, if you leak that out and slowly, like, the fans, like, kind of expect it, I don't think there's as much outrage.
If they win.
I mean, that's what happened with Daniel Jones, right? When the Giants took him. And then, like, he got booed.
Yeah.
I'd imagine that's not the look you want to sell to your owner.
No, but they've been successful, and Shanahan, like every quarterback he's had, has produced. Like even Mullins and Beathard has been pretty tough to watch. But I mean, Mullins set records like his first 16 games. So
yeah,
I mean, I trust whoever he likes.
Brian Hoyer.
Yeah.
I mean, even like RG3 dominated with, and
rookie of the year over Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins. Oh, there's countless.
Yep, it's even a long Matt list. Ryan.
Yeah, Matt Ryan's MVP.
Yeah, you won MVP.
Super Bowl.
So the one thing that I don't like, though, is the argument that, like Kyle Shanahan wants the lesser athlete. Like, I don't understand that.
At the end of the day, he's going to draft whoever he thinks he'd, like, get his system best. But
yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It's not going to be because it's, like, less athleticism. Like, that's going to help. Like, Matt Ryan's not like mobile, but he's athletic. Like those quarterbacks are athletic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, I don't know. Matt Ryan gives off some statue vibes to me. That
some Philip Rivers-esque vibes.
Yeah, Philip Rivers, Tom Brady-esque.
Which is why either they traded up for Trey Lance.
Who the Falcons are?
No, the Niners.
Oh. Well, I sure hope not.
Speaking of the Falcons, a bet I really like is for the fourth pick to be, so it could be Fields or Lance, and they're both plus 250. And I just like that because I think a quarterback, at the end of the day, a quarterback's going to be drafted four just because there's too much value in that position. And I think a team could be aggressive to move up, or even if the Falcons, because they have a new coach in Arthur Smith. He was famous for reviving Tannehill's career.
That's true.
Like, Matt Ryan probably has like 2 years left. They're in cap hell right now. They're probably going to trade Julio. Maybe they just want to restart and get Fields, Lance, or whatever quarterback's there, even if it's Mac. So I think it's either going to be a Falcons quarterback or they're going to trade up. And I've heard the Patriots are even interested in the Fields, which would cost a lot, but I really like that plus 250.
I saw another bet too. Sorry to cut you off, Chaz, Falcons take quarterback plus 225. So if they keep the position like Lance or Fields, I think that's still a pretty decent bet. Tight end was the big favorite, like minus 170, because obviously Pitts. But if they keep that spot, I think quarterback's definitely on the table. So at plus 225, it could be worth a stab.
Yeah, no, I definitely like that too.
Yeah. That's tough for me because I don't know how badly I don't know. The issue I have is it's hard for me to bet, like make two separate bets on Fields and Lance. Because personally, I feel like it would more likely be Fields. I saw earlier in the week a report that said the Falcons would likely only take a quarterback if a specific guy fell to him. Now, I don't know if like that was like, oh, if Trevor Lawrence falls to us, we're going to take Trevor Lawrence. In my mind, like more realistically, this was when this was actually when Justin Fields was favored to go number three. So in my mind, it kind of clicked with him. And maybe that's just like a weird bias I can't seem to shake. But I would rather bet Fields to go fourth and just kind of like take the risk there.
Agree. I think if you just pick one based on what you think, because I just think because quarterbacks are going 1, 2, 3, like that's definite.
Yeah.
So I would just, because people think it's Mac, but I just think I saw something that rumored Trey Lance is the guy for the Falcons, like that they like, just because like they kind of compared him to like Tannehill, just like athleticism wise. But honestly, I think Trey Lance is a better athlete, just because of Arthur Brown's. Smith, I think his name is.
This brings me to my point again. Why, like, should we just be betting really heavily on Trey Lance to go fourth then? Because maybe it's not as much of a foregone conclusion that the Niners are taking Mac Jones, which, like, I can get that. But if it does go Lawrence, Wilson, Mac Jones.
Yeah, 100%. Like, if you think that's going to happen, I'd bet Lance 4.
So, and like my point is, like, they would have no reason to lie about this, right? Because, like, what are they going to do? Like, they're not going to be able to trade with the Niners. Like, they have no one else is trading with the top three picks. So, does this make this the first, like, pick in the draft? Do you know what I mean? So if that gets floated out there, then like what happens? I'm really overthinking this right now, aren't I?
No, because I know you. Because like I feel like if they were drafting if they didn't want a quarterback, or because they would try to float the rumor out that they wanted a quarterback, because then I think teams would get more aggressive
to try and trade with them.
But like I've seen some like minimal buzz. If most of the buzz has been either trading back or for Pitts.
Okay.
But I don't know. I just think a quarterback's going there just because there's so many, like these quarterbacks are talented. Like, I don't think these quarterbacks are seen every year. And like,
I completely agree. NFL's
a quarterback league, and like, you need to take your chances. And there's a lot of teams even like back in the draft or in the mid draft, like Drew Lock, they're saying they're probably going to keep him. So maybe not the Broncos, but teams like even the Lions could consider it, but teams like the Patriots, the football team and the Bears, like they all need quarterbacks. Like Andy Dalton's not a starting quarterback.
Blows my mind. I don't know if we ever like talked about that on. We never talked about that on a podcast, but I was stunned that I saw a tweet touting Andy Dalton as QB1 on any Twitter. 2021. is absurd to me. Blew my mind. So a little bit of Kyle Pitts talk. After you kind of get through this group of four quarterbacks, which are we writing off Justin Fields going in the top four?
I wouldn't completely write it off, because if the Falcons do take a quarterback, I think the narrative fits for Fields. I mean, he's a Georgia native, like right outside of Atlanta. And like the talent is there. I don't know what's making him slide to all these teams, but I wouldn't completely write him off just yet.
Ooh, I have a bet that we need to try and find. It's got to be as big of a lock as it comes that Justin Fields wears the number four, because there could be four quarterbacks picked ahead of him, right?
Yeah, it's pretty fitting.
That is absolutely going to happen, by the way. I've never been more confident in anything in my life. The biggest chip on anyone's shoulder ever. But back to the skill position players. Kyle Pitts, Ja'Marr Chase, Jalen Waddle, Penei Sewell. Where do you guys see this kind of shaking out?
So first off, don't disrespect my boy Devontae like that.
But go ahead, James. Excuse me. And Devontae Smith.
I bet Ja'Marr Chase under 5.5. I think that narrative flying around that Joe Burrow is lobbying for Ja'Marr Chase, I think it actually resonates with the Bengals front office. And I think with what I've heard about the offensive linemen in this class, the Bengals could easily take linemen the next two rounds and feel confident or safe enough that they've done enough to make sure the franchise is stable in Joe Burrow and make him happy with this receiver. I mean, the top three in this draft, I think, are just head and shoulders above like the next tier. So I think Ja'Marr Chase is the right guy here. So that's why I played the under 5.5.
Do you lay a lot of juice on that?
130.
Okay. Another thing, I'm just kind of looking at our doc here, that Preston, you put Ja'Marr Chase before Kyle Pitts at plus 275. Man, I really talked myself into the Falcons, or I guess anyone trading up to pick four to take a quarterback.
Yeah, that's why I like that so much, because
yeah, I actually like really like that, especially at like the almost 3-1.
The Bengals are either drafting Sewell or they're drafting Ja'Marr Chase. They're not going to draft a skill position over Chase, because
like, so you think even if Pitt slides, they'll still go with Chase or Sewell, whoever they had before, anyways.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily Pitt sliding. It's like,
well, not sliding, but he doesn't go four.
I mean, I think they'll consider him, but I think the pick is Chase or Sewell. But I think the pick is going to be Chase, because, like you said, with Burrow and stuff, like their connection was insane. Like, you don't see that, like, production. Like, their production was really insane. Like, to recreate that, like, they have some decent receivers, but they need that alpha on the, like, outside with him, T. Higgins, and then you have Boyd in the slot. Those are some real weapons.
And to be called the best prospect since Julio's. Pretty high regard. So
I mean, Kyle Pitts is getting similar regard.
Yeah, he is. Calvin Johnson comparisons.
They weren't wrong in describing a receiver in that class like that, but it's going to be the third receiver drafted in this class, which is crazy. I'm not joking.
Man, now I guess I have to defend Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle, who I actually bet at 7-1 today to be the first receiver taken. I think there is a scenario where the Bengals do take a lineman, and that the Falcons take, whoever. And so that it'll be left to the Dolphins to take Waddle, Pitts, or Ja'Marr Chase. And I do think that there's value on both Bama receivers there, just because, I mean, they're obviously committing to Tua for at least one more year. Whether you think that's stupid or not, I would imagine that for much of the same reasons we are kind of lobbying for this Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow narrative, we might try and make a similar case, or they might try and make a similar case for to reunite Tua and one of his guys. Personally, this reminds me a lot of last year, where there's three clear-cut top receivers. You know, you have CeeDee Lamb, Jerry Jeudy. They were kind of like going back and forth, one and two. And then you have the absolute burner athlete that you can just kind of envision, like you can mold him. And I think with the Marlins, Dolphins, I think that their coaching staff kind of has a, like a confidence. Maybe I'm projecting this a little bit, but it seems like there's a confidence that like, and like a belief that they can develop their players. And I think when you, and I'm not calling Jalen Waddle a project by any means, but I also don't think he has the floor that Ja'Marr Chase and Devontae Smith has, but I think he has a as high, if not a higher ceiling than the two of them. And I think when we kind of saw like Henry Ruggs make a, I mean, somewhat of like a meteoric, like 2-day rise in like the last like week leading up to the draft. And I think that we might be able to see something like that with Jalen Waddle. And you just need one team to make the pick. Like, it's not like I'm like banking on like, oh, well, if the Dolphins don't take him, then I guess I got to hope it's the Lions or something like that. And like, it's 7-1. This is not like a 50-50 bet whatsoever. I just think that's a little mispriced. So
yeah, like basically you're rooting for a franchise to prioritize their franchise quarterback's health by taking like Sewell. Cause I think like what you said, if Chase and Waddle are on the board and like the Dolphins are going receiver, I think Waddle's the better fit for them just because they need that yak guy. Like they have like some weapons with Gesicki, Devontae Parker. They even signed Will Fuller, and like Preston Williams is good too. But if they have that, because like Tua thrives when he just gets the ball out of his hands quick, and like
or guys maybe, he can find in the middle of the field. Which yeah, honestly, like, I think that it should be Devontae Smith, but I don't think that he has like the explosiveness that Waddle does.
Yeah, honestly, and
the Dolphins are kind of missing. I guess they have Will Fuller now, but
yeah, Devontae Smith could be that guy too. Just because I said this to you earlier. Like, they drafted Tua, and, like, they watched all Tua's tape. And the guy that's catching most of Tua's passes is Devontae. And, like, some of those games were incredible. And that dude just, like, runs routes so smooth. So, like, that could be the pick. But in the day, we think the Dolphins will go offense and will go probably receiver.
Ooh, what's that bet?
Minus 1,100.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Go receiver?
No, just offense.
Yeah.
It's probably not worth it.
I mean, if they trade back, they go D, but we were just talking offense, so I'm not even trying to make that argument.
I mean, didn't they trade up? I mean, if you trade up and then trade
I mean, yeah, that's actually a good point. They did trade up. But I'm curious if the Patriots make some – oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, my bad.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of living in theoretical fantasy land here, but, like, there is the opportunity that like say the Patriots or someone, I bring up the Patriots just because there's, I mean, like organizational history there. And I mean, like maybe they want to grab a quarterback who falls, you know what I mean? So sorry, yeah, what were you going to say? Preston?
Like if a quarterback starts to fall, then like the price could go up and like, that's why they would consider trading back.
Let's see.
Where and we then for here? The Lions, I think we liked was Lions to get defense. Which is +250.
+250.
Like that roster is pretty depleted. Like they have some good pieces, like but not a lot, honestly. So they could go online. The popular pick is receiver, and I think that's why the odds are so skewed. But I don't know. I think it's hard to draft a receiver when you need like so many pieces. And it's Dan Campbell's first year. Like, didn't he get signed for 6 years?
I think so.
Like, they didn't have time to build.
And of all, like, that, he made a lot of very fun, interesting comments, like, when he got hired. And by all means, it sounds like he wants to become, like, a grinded-out team, which, personally, I hope it's not the case. I really like seeing all of the people, all, like, the – like I kind of like find myself rooting for like the football guys because so much you just see like all like the smart football people on Twitter go, oh, this guy's stupid. Like he's not going to succeed. And like, I guess the contrarian in me just kind of makes me root for him. But it kind of like seeing someone who wants to emphasize that kind of like physicality, it makes me think linebacker, D-line, O-line, stuff like that. So I think that Slater, Micah Parsons, a trade down to maybe get Jalen Phillips is certainly in the or whoever is certainly in like the realm of possibilities.
Something I really like is for Micah Parsons, you mentioned him. It's actually plus 1,000. I think that was on Bovada. Like, that would probably have to be in a trade down scenario, just because like there's rumors that Parsons might slip a little. But that dude's a freak, and like Dan Campbell's coming from the Saints where they had great linebacker play, so like he could really want to like recreate that with the Lions.
Mm-hmm. James, anything there?
No, I mean, we talked about this before the show. I really like that bet too. Lions like plus 250 to take defense first. Even if they trade down, I think that just increases the likelihood, because I think the best players in this draft are offensive players. And then when you get to that middle of the pack first round, it's much more balanced between that offense and defense. And Dan Campbell seems like a guy who wants to go defense first and then focus on the offense once he has it, you know?
Yeah. And my other, I don't know if this kind of seems like a stupid take to you, but they take Jeff Okuda last year, and he might have been the worst corner in all of football last year. Now, really, very often you kind of see first-round corners struggle early. So, I mean, like, he was the third pick. I'm just not going to write him off. So, but because they did take him there last year, I don't really see them taking another corner. I also think that, I mean, like, their secondary has been somewhat solid the last few years. But the O-line was bad. Bad. And they were not able to rush the passer at all. So I want to – so one of my kind of like bigger positions here is I think that Jalen Phillips goes a lot earlier than maybe otherwise anticipated. So I bet – James, you got a much better number than I did, but I bet under 18.5. And I also bet him to be the first defender taken at 16-1. Now that's quite the long shot. But I think that like I guess I just go to think about like kind of like the outlier years where we watch the Raiders, who I would not call, I would say that organizationally, I would rank them similarly to the Lions in terms of smartness. And they took Cleveland Farrell at 4, and everyone was like, what the hell are you doing? And I think I could see the Lions doing something similar. Or even like, I feel like there's a say for the, I guess I kind of went way off topic here and I just started talking about Jalen Phillips, but
it was going to happen eventually.
It was. Okay. And I also think that there's a chance you can go in the top 10 to say a team like the Broncos, or if they don't trade up or take a quarterback, which with the Broncos, I feel like they're kind of somewhat married to Drew Lock. And I think there's a lot of landing spots for a guy who is perceived by a good amount of people to be really the only like premier pass rusher. There's like one red flag with him, and it's that he medically retired for like a year, but I mean, he came back now and he is as athletic as ever. He also has a really high floor just because of how advanced he is. And, so I love under 18.5. If you can find the 20.5, it's even better.
Yeah. If you have like a bookie, I mean, a lot of these sites they use are a little slower. So like not like a MyBookie or a Bovada. Yeah. So that's how I got 20.5. And then Eric Stokes, another guy. They're probably get to later. The number's 45.5 now. If you have like an online book you use,
that's on like Bet Online. Bet Online 45.5 minus 220
to the under.
Yes.
Holy cow! I just bet 60.5.
I bet the same thing. I bet under 60. I actually bet both, and I ended up looking at.
What do you say it was now?
It was under 60.5 minus 120. I cannot. Well,
I might just go back and lay the wood now. 45 under minus 220.
I know it's ridiculous. Goodness.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back and hit that one again after we're done recording.
Yeah, it's my friend found it and I said, would you mind getting down for me? And he was like, yeah, might as well. And I was stunned. Minus 120. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's what it's at for me right now too. I'm gonna go back and hit that pretty good. that's insane.
So, and like there's a guy I follow on Twitter, Matthew Friedman. He's been tweeting a bunch of like arbitrage opportunities. So what I may do is go back and find like a massive, gigantic middle. So I could go and bet over 45.5 at +155, which is a middle of all middles.
Yeah.
Preston, anything there? I know you said he and Tyson Campbell were both on Georgia. I forget, what'd you say about that?
Tyson Campbell will probably end up going before him, but I like that under 60 because he'll go anywhere between like early second. I know he's had some late first buzz, but just what you were saying, I think he'd go a lot earlier than that. Just because like NFL loves those like long, speedy corners and that are athletic, so he tested through the roof.
Yeah, and I was actually just about to bring that up. PFF has like an athleticism grade, and he was in like the 90th percentile or something like that, which, yeah.
And then speaking of corners, one I really like is the Cowboys. It's even money for them to get Surtain, and that's like the popular pick. But I was listening to Tom McShay earlier today, and he said that like there was some buzz about Kyle Pitts, but like Jerry Jones isn't going to trade up for him, and most likely he's not going to be there at 10. And like he's like Surtain's the pick, like everyone in the league knows it, and most likely a corner. Like the Broncos could get a corner, but I don't think they will. And honestly, J.C. Horn might fit their offense, their defense better. And they got Kyle Fuller, so I think it's gonna be Cowboys Surtain, and then Trevon Diggs, who they drafted last year, played with Surtain in Alabama, so that just adds even more appeal. And no, I think that's definitely gonna be the pick. And even money, I think that it's gonna get worse.
Yeah, I love that too, Preston. Like if I could find that, I've been looking to bet that all week. It's funny because Surtain is like a decent favorite to be the first defensive player drafted, but his over under is set at over 9.5 -165. So I think a lot of people, like, they know he's going to go at 10. It's just, do they think someone's going to slide in and take a defensive player before him? But I absolutely love that at 10. If you can get that even money or like plus money, I think that's.
Yeah, I think the issue is just because there's a lot of rumors that Lions and or the Panthers want to trade back. And, like, if you look on sites, I'm pretty sure the Lions have the best odds to trade. So, like, teams could be like, oh, are they going to jump in front of the Cowboys to get a corner? Or maybe it could be for Sewell or, like, whatever receiver falls.
Yeah.
But, honestly, you can't really predict that. So, like, yeah, I like Surtain to be there.
Well, and, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what it is, right? Like, it's such an inexact science.
Yeah, it's just, like, there's so many different avenues it could go, and we're just giving values on, like, certain avenues. But
well, and that's why I think it's important to try and – I don't mean that like trying to like mock everything perfectly, but like you take the time to look at, okay, the Jaguars are going to take Trevor Lawrence. Now, I guess that the Jets are taking Zach Wilson too, just which at -10,000, I would be stunned if anything, that would be the biggest upset ever. And then like you kind of say, okay, well, we have all the smoke for Mac Jones and Trey Lance. So then what happens when, like this guy goes here that, or Jones goes here. And then, you know, you can kind of map this all out perfectly. And then all of a sudden a team in the 20s, like the Ravens, package both their first round picks and go to pick 8. And you're like, oh, well, there goes that. And then
the ship has sailed.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah. You're just going to like the talent and like what NFL views. That's why I kind of made my bets based on the first four quarterbacks, just because I know how quarterbacks are valued.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what you got to look at it.
One more I would like to talk about, then I imagine we can kind of get out of here, but, Preston, you wrote this one in the doc and I really like it. The Joker, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, as first line, my uncle is a big Notre Dame fan. He goes, Chaz, you got to look at this guy. It's the Joker. And I was like, honestly, I understand the nickname because he's incredible in coverage. Reminds me a lot of DeMario Davis, just because like perfect in the middle guy and phenomenal coverage guy, which I think in today's NFL is super valuable. And if there is any kind of nitpick on Parsons, I would say that it's coverage. And I think that's why you kind of there. I have heard a little steam that he is more edge rusher than he is kind of like stout, like linebacker, like middle of the field guy. So for that reason, I think that the skill set of Owusu-Koramoah, is a hyphenated name, whatever. I think that could be appealing. And I mean, like I said before, you just need one team to way overrate him. And I mean, we see this, I guess it's always the Raiders every year who do this, but like they just out of left field. Oh, there's Sean Wade. Where the hell did he come from? Oh, he's in the first round. Or not Sean Wade. Who was it? It's the other Ohio State.
It was some Ohio State DB last year. He's a projection like a third rounder by half the
dude,
mock draft.
The dude, he played with the club all last year.
He did. I don't remember his name though.
Oh man.
Dang it.
It's in two T's. The last name's two T's at the end.
That really helps. Bitter.
All right, I'm gonna find it. This is making me so mad.
Arnett.
Oh, damn it, Arnett.
Honestly, I was typing it, but I thought of it before. I'll show you my history after.
Okay. I need the proof.
No, but I added that just because it's not like Parsons is a perfect prospect. There's like a lot of concerns. Like, I don't like getting into this because I honestly don't know the person, but there's like allegations and stuff. And like Tom McShay was saying today how like he could fall. But at the end of the day, talent's going to get him drafted and like he'll probably end up being first. But plus 600, honestly. And then I read a lot about Jahmin Davis from Kentucky. And, like, just if you want to throw just a flyer out there, like, plus 1,200, he probably won't be the first linebacker, but he's going to go first round. He's going to go a lot. So maybe even his under. I don't know what it is, but because, like, he's a dude. He actually shut down Kyle Pitts when they played against Florida. Like, he's an athlete. Mm-hmm. So like, and that's what the NFL is modeling its game after.
Yeah, for sure. And then one more. This doesn't really have to do that much with the draft, but you put it in the doc, so it – piqued my interest. You said Steelers to take a running back in round one. It was plus 170. Now, personally, I don't really think they are going to do that.
No, so that's no.
It's no.
Oh, no. Oh, what the hell? Saying, that's plus so, money?
Because yeah. Oh, I love Harris that. Everyone thinks they're getting Najee Harris.
Holy.
Which, like, I don't know. They have a lot of issues to be drafting. Like, I honestly would – I love Najee Harris. I just don't think this fits the Steelers. I think a team could even trade up for him. Like, I think Najee's going to go early. I think Najee could go like
really?
Before.
I kind of think this running back class sucks.
To the Cardinals in one draft.
I hate that too.
There were some mocking him to the Patriots. He won't go that early, but ugh. I think if a team
Patriots ever take a running back in the first round.
I mean, they drafted Sony. Mm-hmm. It didn't work, but.
Well, was he in the first round?
Yeah.
Jeez. Holy shit! I thought he was like a second round.
They had two first round picks though.
This is anyways. A good transition though, because I also bet Najee to be first running back taken.
Yeah, no, I like Najee.
See, I think ETN is very live to do so.
Yeah,
I also bet ETN under 35.5 because like there's all these rumors now that the Bills really like him, but I think Najee goes earlier.
Bills might trade up.
Yeah, well, this that kind of scares me, but I found a middle potentially, or like maybe a way to kind of save myself. I bet ETN under 35.5.
No, Najee is literally like
they could both win
unless Najee goes pick 35.
I mean, then I'd still be happy. That was my bigger bet of the two.
Yeah.
No, Najee's going top. I see Najee going top 23.
Yeah, I like that. That makes me real happy. then ETA can go wherever.
I didn't get to my main Steelers point, though.
Sorry, I cut you off.
No, you're good.
Oh, this wild take?
So, I think that if, say, the Steelers do take Najee Harris – I think we could see like one of those just like everyone. I mean, this probably actually isn't the best evidence for the point I'm about to make, but like we saw how bad like the Packers draft was, right? And like for the most part, it was a wasted first round pick. AJ Dillon did not have all that big of an impact last year, and you know, stuff like that. And so I think if we do see a draft like that out of the Steelers, I will be betting the Steelers to have the number one pick next year. And and it's going to be at insane odds, which because it's the Steelers now. And Preston was made a good point earlier about, I mean, it's Mike Tomlin and like just like Tomlin coach teams and like being in the Steelers organization like that. Like it comes with such a high floor that maybe it's unlikely to happen, but I think Big Ben sucks. I think Mason Rudolph sucks. They lost three or four starters on the offensive line. I think Preston, you said they lost a corner, right? Like their best corner.
Yeah, I think Steven Nelson, their best corner. They lost their starting guard tackle. Bud Dupree.
Bud Dupree is gone. They are a TJ Watt injury away from being a lot worse than what I think people would necessarily realize. And I would imagine that I could bet it at like 20 to 1.
Probably so, higher.
Yeah. So
there's other teams I feel like I could nitpick to get, but like, I get what you're saying. Like, I don't.
Well, and I mean, the Texans and the Lions are going to be favored. They're like, they'll be probably 1 and 2 to get the number one pick, which I get it. But I do think that, plus the Steelers are going to be playing the Browns twice, the Ravens twice. I think the Bengals are going to be a little bit better next year. Burrow and Chase, exactly. Or Burrow and Sewell. Who knows? Let's get Waller drafted number 6. But I don't know. I think this has got me really excited to start like doing prep for the NFL season, because I'm very excited to start taking a deeper look at all these teams and all their rosters.
That bet Sorry. That bet right there made me think of last year, right around the same time, we saw Jaguars 7-1 to be the worst team in the NFL. I could not believe that number. That was talking about an easy cash.
I forgot about that. Wow, we did about that. Yeah.
The Guardian missed you, Hyatt.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't believe they won their first game.
And then lost every
they're probably gonna be really bad this year too.
Yeah.
So I can see it. Their O line is gonna be dreadful.
Yeah. And
Brian Schottenheimer is their new offensive coordinator. He's pretty bad too.
That's a bummer. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
I think I hit just about all my props. Most of them were on the first round. I mean, I think there's going to be some more props that drop tomorrow.
We can always tweet them out too.
I'll tweet out some props because there was Preston last year,
by the way.
Yes, I forgot to mention this.
3 for 3 and made almost 1,000 on just like 3 long shots, like 8 to 1s. Unreal.
Yeah, I'll try to deliver some better ones by Twitter, but I'm telling you guys, I'll deliver.
Judy to the Broncos, Clyde first running back, and what was the other one?
It's like a safety or some shit, right?
No, I only hit those two. I got them. Oh, and then Antoine Winfield for safety.
Oh, that's right.
You
missed on
Xavier McKinney got picked like 3 picks before.
Yeah. Yep.
That was nuts.
And you know what? You're probably looking smarter because Antoine Winfield was probably better than McKinney this year.
Yeah, McKinney was hurt most of the year too. So. Yeah.
There you go. The NFL draft savant, Preston DeLuca. Are we good? Is that it?
Yeah. I think we
covered a lot. A bit disorganized. We will also, I guess we can just kind of like tweet it like a notes, like a screenshot of a notes page or something with all the bets that we have. And then,
yeah, I like that. That's a good call.
Then you can just pick and choose which ones you want to tail, which ones you don't. You will see a lot of plus money. I've also laid a bit of juice. You know, I'm kicking myself. I had Zach Wilson to go number 2 at -240 in the bet slip. And I was like, nah, I'm not going to do this. And now I feel kind of stupid, but I laid the -175 with Mac Jones. I'm very excited. Very excited. This has to be like the most anticipated NFL draft in a long time, right?
No, last year, I think. Last year.
I guess because it was like the first big sporting event.
Yeah.
I think that it's such a very interesting draft with like elite quarterback prospects, and you know the Niners are trading in and they're a really good team and stuff like that, so I'm pumped. I can't even wrap this podcast up.
There's like no good D lineman.
Yeah, that's Jalen Phillips, he's gonna rise to the top. People are gonna overrate him. Anything else? Are we good?
No, Thursday's gonna be a great day, and tap into our Twitter.
Yeah, stay tuned. Follow us at the Sharpside Pod. Good call, Preston. Thank you all for listening. I was a bit disorganized today, but I think we provided a few winners. Stay tuned. More to come on Twitter. Let's go win some money this weekend, huh? See ya.